Death to America, flag burnings, missiles, coffins for U.S. generals at Iran's Revolution Rally. By Joshua Klein on February 11, 2026. Iran's ruling clerics commemorated the 47th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution with nationwide rallies that included the burning of American flags, staged mock coffins bearing the names of U.S. military leaders, and the torching of an effigy decorated with a Star of David in an image of President Donald Trump, according to video shared by Iranian outlets and online accounts. On Wednesday, government-backed crowds gathered in Tehran and across Iran for the annual 22 Bayram observances, marking the 1979 overthrow of the Shah and the establishment of the current Islamic theocratic regime that ended formal relations with Washington. Videos circulating from the event captured participants stomping on and setting ablaze U.S. and Israeli flags as part of the staged demonstrations. Nearby, parade routes featured prop coffins wrapped in American flags and displaying the images of senior U.S. military officials, including U.S. Army Chief of Staff General Randy George and CENTCOM Commander General Brad Cooper, with attendees stopping to take photographs alongside the displays. In addition, a military exhibition was incorporated into the anniversary program, rolling out Iranian missile systems and presenting what authorities claimed were remnants of Israeli drones collected after the 12-day clash in June. Iran's state broadcaster Press TV highlighted pro-regime children, airing footage of young participants chanting, "Death to America." The presentation underscored Tehran's effort to project strength amid ongoing tensions with the United States and its regional allies. Iranian organizers also showcased military hardware, including ballistic missiles and what officials described as debris from Israeli drones recovered during the June 2025 confrontation between Iran and Israel. The display appeared designed to signal Iran's readiness to confront U.S. and allied forces in the region. Among the more dramatic images from Tehran was the burning of an effigy styled as the ancient figure Baal, marked with a Star of David in a photograph of President Trump, while demonstrators shouted, "Death to Israel." Images circulating online also show demonstrators stepping on the American flag during the rallies. Senior figures within Iran's leadership were present throughout the commemorations, among them Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, Quds Force Chief Ismail Qaani, and Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, highlighting the government's direct involvement in the proceedings. Meanwhile, President Masoud Pezeshkian took the stage to confront the recent surge of unrest at home, using the nationally televised commemoration to push back against demonstrators who have protested the regime in recent weeks. The rhetoric on display echoed similar warnings delivered by regime-linked figures in recent weeks, reinforcing the broader anti-American message surrounding this year's anniversary events. In remarks aired Wednesday, Ali Ahmad Khamenei, the grandson of the Islamic Republic's founder, warned Americans will die before Iran is humiliated, as he insisted Israel would be erased if Muslim nations ever acquire the military capability to do so. Earlier this month, Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei threatened regional war and accused President Donald Trump of inciting violent protests during an online tirade marking the anniversary of Iran's Islamic Revolution. "Iran will put an end to the United States' mischief," he warned. The rallies come amid ongoing tension between Tehran and Washington. Nearly five decades on, the regime's public displays underscored that hostility toward America remains a defining pillar of the Islamic Republic's messaging, even as it grapples with economic pressure and unrest at home. On Tuesday, President Trump warned Iran it would be foolish not to make a deal as a massive flotilla heads toward the region, with the United States again prepared to take very tough military action, including the possible dispatch of a second aircraft carrier strike group, if negotiations collapse. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.